T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Let's go! Shout out to my boy Willie and Luke. Heading up to MSG for that Canelo fight. I'm giving them some energy to ride with right now. We ain't going nowhere. Travis Thomas Experience. Taking phone calls. I'm going to give the phone number right now because I'm asking questions. 800-636-1067. Straight up. How do you fix the Redskins? Straight up. How do you fix the Wizards? Straight up. How do you fix the Nats with the Bryce Harper situation? Or do you just say good riddance anyways? Because I think he's out of here anyways. And thank God for Ovi and the champs. Because I don't have to ask how do you fix them. They're just fine. I mean, seriously. Can we get any more drama right now in DC sports? I mean, what is this? Days of Our Lives, As the World Turns, General Hospital, like what's happening? The Wizards make a trade and then say, oops, no, it's off. And then you wake up today and they're like, psych, just kidding, it's on again. What? Huh? I mean, the Redskins, God. You guys know I like betting sports, right? Has anyone seen the point total for this game tomorrow? I mean, it's 36 points, for God's sakes. Over under, 36 points. This is the NFL in 2018. Point totals are at like 55, 60s. They have a point total of 36. By the way, the lowest since 2012. Yeah, that's a real stat. How do you fix them? I want you to fix my life. What's that show, Double J? Fix My Life. I need that for my DC sports. 800-636-1067. Outside of the Caps, how do you fix these DC teams? That's the question of the day.
I don't know that there is a Fix My Life show. I think you might have an idea there, though.
Yeah, I mean, like a life coach comes in.
Right. I mean, they have Bar Rescue and they have Fixer Upper for your house, but not for you personally.
No, there is a Fix My Life. It's my wife watches it.
Is it on BET?
It must be. I want everyone to know how close Double J and I are. We constantly have black and white jokes back and forth. Let's just bring everyone in our inside jokes. And we don't care. No offense is taken here on the Travis Thomas Experience. We make fun of each other all the time. Is it on BET? 800-636-1067. It is on one of those, like, I don't know, like Lifetime or something. Hallmark. Oprah Network. One of those. My wife, I've seen my wife watch that before. It's called Fix My Life. How do you fix DC teams outside of the Caps? We got love for them. Seriously, what do you think of this Wizards trade? Because I look at it, I don't hate it. You know, I get it. People are kind of like, well, what's the point of trading Oubre? He's a young talent. Because the Wizards cannot afford him when he hits the market. It's just not going to happen. So why not trade him now and get something for him? And Austin Rivers... I can say this now that this trade's happening, but I've been told by people who are in the know, believe me, that he was a pain in the ass, and his teammates didn't love him. And, you know, he kind of rubs people the wrong way. Sort of a know-it-all. You know, he went to Duke. That says it all, right? So I think, really, when you move those two guys, a young talent who you can't afford, and then a guy that no one liked, and you get back a grown-up in Trevor Ariza. He's a veteran, been in the league a long time, played for this organization before. He knows what's up. He's mature on a team that, you know, has shown some immaturities at times. And, oh, by the way, he plays defense on a team that's spotty defensively at best. I'm being nice. So actually hate the move. I don't think it moves the needle either. You know, you want to really shake it up. You got to make some bigger moves than that. But it does make a lot of sense, to be honest with you. 800-636-1067. But it certainly doesn't fix the Wizards, which is my question of the day. How do you fix D.C. area teams? All of them, except the Caps. Wizards, Nats, what do you do with Bryce? Where do you think he ends up? Do you like the moves the Nats have made this offseason? And obviously, how do you fix the Redskins? Who, listen, I got to tell you something. I know more than a few people, a few Redskins fans who have made the trip down south for tomorrow's game. I'm not convinced the Redskins can't beat the Jaguars. I do owe everyone an apology, though, who called my show last week and told me I was crazy for saying the Redskins season is not over. I thought they would beat the Giants, and I certainly always felt like this Jaguar game is winnable. So I personally just felt like they may be in it, until the last few weeks of the season. I thought they'd lose to Tennessee and a Carson Wentz-led Eagle team to end the season. I would like to apologize to all those people because the season is over. You were right. I was wrong. I did not see the Giants bending this team over. I didn't see that coming. 800-636-1067. Travis Thomas Experience on all social medias, TravisThomasExperience.com as well. How do you fix D.C. area teams? Sans the Caps because they're just fine. Don't touch them. Have you seen Ovi lately? Back-to-back hat tricks, for God's sakes. I mean, this guy's ridiculous. So that's my question of the day. Now, I have some people coming up on the show who can help answer all these. Former Redskins players Sean Springs and Clinton Portis will be on the show. And Ryan Warmly, who works for NBC Sports Washington, will be on also. And I'll talk to him about the Nats. So these are people that can help me out. Double J, do I have time for these phone calls or you want me to break now and come back? All right, so Andy and Sterling, Matt and McLean. I'm going to go to break real quick. I'm going to come back, get your calls, and everyone else's. 800-636-1067. Question of the day. How do you fix D.C. area sports teams, except the Caps? Don't touch them. You can't touch this. Travis Thomas Experience, 106.7 The Fan. You know, it's raining outside. I was trying to bring a little sunshine today. Now let me welcome everybody to the Wild Wild West. A state that's untouchable like Elliot Ness. The track hits your eardrum. D.C. has a lot of love for Cali. I just got back from Cali. I was there 2 weeks ago in the LBC, Long Beach. It was 75 every day, and I was walking on the beach. And then I came back here. And it was like 20, cold. Then we had snow to our south a little bit. And now it's just rainy. A man can dream, right? 800-636-1067, Travis Thomas Experience on all social medias, TravisThomasExperience.com. I'm about to hit the phone lines. Question of the day, how do you fix our D.C. area teams minus the Caps? The Wizards. The Redskins, to a certain extent, the Nats. I like what they're doing this offseason, I'll be honest with you, but the Bryce Harper thing just feels like a dark cloud hovering over this franchise. Until he signs somewhere else, because we all know that's happening, it just feels like a storm cloud to me. So how do you fix the teams? You could talk about all of them or just one, whatever you want to do. 800-636-1067, and with that, let's hit the phone lines. Let's go to my boy Andy. Always supporting the Travis Thomas Experience. Andy and Sterling, what's up?
Travis, my man. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good, brother.
That's good, man. Hey, look, I was one of those guys. Well, first of all, I want to say I've always loved your enthusiasm, your optimism, but I was one of those guys last week that said, man, Travis, what do you think? You got to be crazy. What hallucinogenic are you on to think that the Redskins were going to beat the Giants? But then I got to thinking, you mentioned one time on your show that you named your show after the Jimi Hendrix Experience.
That's right.
Which was a rascal that tended to delve into those illegal.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do know what you mean. Yes.
Anyway, hey, man, I just want to center on the Redskins. You know what? This is a problem that's not going to be resolved. It's not going to be made better. Snyder is what I say is the Donald Trump of NFL owners. He takes no advice from anybody. He does what he wants to do. He may be a great businessman on the side, but as far as running a football team or managing a football team, he's totally lost. He refuses to hire a legitimate GM. And, you know, as long as Snyder is alive, and he's going to be around for another 40 years, he's never going to take the advice of a legitimate GM. He's always going to want to do it his ways. And that being the case, Redskin fans, you might as wake up to the fact that we will never experience anything better than a 7-9, 8-8 season as long as he lives. And I'm just kidding here, but the only way you're going to fix that problem is if you order a hit on the guy. And I'm only kidding there, all right? Don't mean that. But, Travis, it really is upsetting because I think that's one of the reasons why you see so many Redskin fans now refusing to go to the games, buying tickets, buying the Redskin gear, is that they've resigned themselves to the fact that things aren't going to get any better anytime soon. Thank you, brother.
Thank you, Andy, as always, for the call. I mean, there's a lot to take in there. I'll say this. If I was Dan Snyder, you guys are going to think I'm nuts. I would call Nick Saban right now, and I would say, listen, Gruden got, not the Gruden I have, the other Gruden got 10 years and $100 million from Oakland, right? I'll give you 10 years and $150 million and complete control, and I'll stay out of the way. I'm going to tell you something right now. It is, I'm not convinced Nick Saban says no to that. Everyone says, well, why would he leave Alabama? $150 million in power. That's how. Hell, half of the team he coached in Alabama is here anyways. 800-636-1067. That's how I'd fix him. Matt and McLean, you're on the Travis Thomas Experience. Matt. That is just not working out well with Matt. I'm not. Matt, if you're listening, call back, because that was a disaster. He was waiting on hold for so long. Oh, gosh. You got to love it. 800-636-1067. How do you fix D.C. area teams? Skins, Wizards. What do you think of this trade? I just don't think it matters. I mean, I'm not trying to be mean here, but I just don't think Oubre and Rivers for Ariza matters, does it? It just doesn't feel like it moves the needle to me. Like, who cares? It's not going to, you know, they're not going to all of a sudden go to the best team in the Eastern Conference now, right? Let's go to Aaron in Suitland. Aaron, you're on the Travis Thomas Experience.
Thanks for taking my call, sir. There is hope over the horizon for the Redskins and us Redskin fans. You know, I just turned 56 years old, and I never thought that I would mumble these words out of my mouth last week. I'll never watch the Redskins again for the rest of my life. So what I did is I looked over the last 20 years and looked at the Redskins' average wins. We average around 6 to 7 wins a year for the last 20 years. Then I looked at Joe Gibbs' era. We increased quite a bit. Then prior to Joe Gibbs' era, we averaged around 6 to 7 wins a year. You know, what we need to do as fans is we just need to stop supporting the team. Mm. Unfortunately, a lot of the corporations are going to buy the season tickets and what have you, but we have to force Snyder out, and that's the hope that we have over the horizon, and that's it.
Wow. All right, Aaron, thanks for the call. Strong stuff there. Good luck with that coup you're going to try and start. We'll see how that goes. I mean, look, to a certain extent, he's right. I think fans have stop showing up to the home games, it appears to me. But have you seen the values of these NFL franchises? Do you really think Dan Snyder is worried about, I mean, not trying to be mean here, but do you think he's worried about what you think? I don't think so. His pockets are fat. I don't think he cares. How do you fix the Redskins? So far, it's been all about Dan Snyder on these calls, 800-636-1067. I mean, I feel like Dan Snyder spends his money. He gets the players here. At some point, isn't it the players or the coach or something? Is everyone going to blame Dan Snyder? Let's go to Matthew in D.C. What does he think? Matthew, you're in the Travis Thomas Experience.
Hi, I've got a different take. I don't think the Redskins are in the wrong direction. I think the Redskins are in the right direction. Let's start with the fact that their record in 2013 was, 3-13, and their record in 2014 was 4-12, and they have consistently been moving forward. This season, we have a starting quarterback lost for the season, a backup quarterback lost for the season, and a starting running back lost in the first preseason game. We need to calm ourselves down and recognize that the team.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It is moving in the right direction, and just recognize that this season was lost to savage injuries.
So going into next season, what would you do? Would you just stay the course?
I would relatively stay the course.
So you'd keep Gruden.
I'd definitely keep Gruden.
Walk me through it. You'd keep Gruden. Do you trust Alex Smith is going to come back, or do you go Colt McCoy? What do you do at quarterback?
I don't trust that Alex Smith is going to come back, and frankly, I don't trust Colt McCoy as a starting quarterback because he's proven that he is a good backup but not a standard every week starting quarterback.
Well, Matt, to your theory, could I argue that they're not on the right course if they don't have the quarterback figured out, right?
Well, they don't have the quarterback. They don't have the quarterback figured out again because the quarterback was lost to a crippling injury. I do want to point this one very important statistic at. People mock me when I say this, but Alex Smith was a better quarterback than Kirk Cousins. He just was, and he's an example of why the Redskins were moving in the right direction.
I'm not going to mock you.
I know.
Here's the thing. I just want to talk future. I don't care about that. Let's talk about moving forward. What would you do at quarterback? I'm asking you.
I agree. So ultimately, what I think Jay Gruden needs is his own quarterback. He's never had his own quarterback. And so finding a quarterback that he would be by drafting a quarterback, bringing that quarterback into his system from the beginning, you would be able to see what you get.
Okay.
And then you'd be able to adequately judge Jay Gruden.
So I can live with this. So what you're saying is you keep Gruden. He's not on a hot seat, it doesn't sound like, even in your book. You keep him. You say, listen, I'm going to allow you to draft a quarterback and start from scratch with a new guy.
Yeah.
Ooh, man, that's a lot of faith, Matthew. I mean, I don't necessarily hate what you're saying. I just don't know if Gruden is the guy, Like, I actually think the Redskins could go in that direction and either bring in a stopgap kind of guy for a year and maybe draft a quarterback in the future, or, like you're saying, draft a rookie. But you're basically giving Jay Gruden another 2 or 3 years with a rookie, don't you think?
I am, and the problem, unfortunately, for everybody is that this isn't a great draft year for quarterbacks.
That's true, too.
Last year was a much better year to be doing this.
Well, I like your optimism, man, because most of the calls I'm getting today want to run everybody out of town. So I do appreciate that, brother. Thanks for the call.
Thanks for taking
it. Hey, Matt, just so you know, I'm not into all the mocking and stuff. I listen to this network a lot, and a lot of guys do that. That's not me. You always got a place to call here. Even if we disagree, I'm not that guy. We can have a conversation always, all right?
I appreciate it, and I hope we get a hat trick tonight for Alex Ovechkin. 3 in a row, 3 in a game.
Now that we can agree on. Appreciate the call. I want to make that clear to everyone real quick while these phone lines light up like a Christmas tree. Some of you have heard my show before. Some of you are new. I don't play the whole I'm smarter than you and what are you talking about and mocking. I'm glad that guy said that to me because I hear a lot of that going on around here. And I'm just going to keep my language clean, but I think it's BS. Like, I do a show where I want to hear from you and I want to talk to you. And even if I disagree with you, I'm not going to, it's not a big deal. We're grownups. How's that sound? So Seth, Riley, Travis, there's people on the line right now. We're going to talk when I come back. And the question of the day is very simple. How do you fix DC area sports teams, except the Caps? Leave them alone, please. They're fantastic. But, the Skins need all kinds of prayer at this point. The Nats, what are we going to do about Harper? And then the Wizards, don't even get me started. 800-636-1067, Travis Thomas Experience on all social medias. You can send your responses there, too, or give me a follow. TravisThomasExperience.com. Travis Thomas Experience, 1067 The Fan. Lot of mercy. I know I'm being funny when Double J starts laughing. He is a tough crowd. You can earn laughs from Double J. You're doing something. Travis Thomas Experience, taking phone calls, 800-636-1067. Travis Thomas Experience on all social medias. It's just easier that way. TravisThomasExperience.com. I'm getting a lot of pushback about on my social medias about, I said earlier, I would call Nick Saban and offer him the world. And a lot of comments I'm getting are he failed in the NFL. You know, you're right, all of you that are saying that, but I will point out one thing people don't talk about. Nick Saban didn't have power when he coached the Dolphins. He was just a coach. There were other people making decisions. What I'm suggesting for the Redskins is not only that he coaches, but that he has power to make decisions. See, here's the deal, and people forget this. Let us not forget. Nick Saban wanted a quarterback by the name of Drew Brees. Have you heard of him? He was a free agent from the Chargers at the time, coming off shoulder surgery. The Dolphins said, nah, that guy, he's a shot fighter. We want Dante Culpepper. That's the dude. And the rest is history. So, you don't think Nick Saban has an ego? You don't think that guy wants another crack at the NFL to show that if he's making decisions, he can have a winning ball club? That's all I'm saying. 800-636-1067. All right, let's run through these calls. We got them lined up. Seth in Gaithersburg, you're on the Travis Thomas Experience.
Hey, Travis.
What's up, Seth?
First time calling this show.
Thanks, bro.
Hey, as much as I'd love to see Dan sell the team or Bruce Allen get fired, those probably aren't going to happen. So the more immediate fix is to deal with the injuries, and that lies on the strength and conditioning coach. And I had to Google the guy's name, Chad Engelhart. Gotta go.
Yeah. Well, you're blaming all the injuries on him, essentially?
When you have as many injuries as we've had for the last 2 years, it's right. Not a fluke.
Yeah. I don't know, Seth. I think I'd be with you if guys were pulling hamstrings every other play. But, I mean, we've saw literally snapping of legs, man. Like, I don't know if I'm blaming a strength and conditioning coach for those type of horrific. I mean, what happened to Alex Smith is not a strength and conditioning coach's fault. It's football's fault. It happens.
Yeah, but the offensive line woes over the last 2 years.
Right. Hey, you may be right, man. I'm not going to sit up here and pretend to be Lou Ferrigno, so you could have a point. But thanks for the call, Seth. Seth thinks the strength and conditioning coach is the root of all evil for the Redskins. Let's go to Mark in Largo. Mark, you're on the Travis Thomas Experience.
It's very simple. Well, first of all, let me comment to the customer, to the call on the call that said the Redskins were on the right direction.
Right.
I'll say it because you wouldn't say it. That's an asinine statement if you don't have a quarterback. You don't have a quarterback, bruh. Okay? You don't have a quarterback. How could you be trending in the right direction without a quarterback? Now, this is what I propose. If we want to get Bruce and Dan, or Bruce and Jay, out of here, it's very, very simple. If they finish the way that, if they finish 6-10, more likely Dan is going to be forced to do what he has to do.
Right.
Okay, that's fine. I do agree with you, though Nick Saban would be a good fit. The only problem is you would have to bring somebody that could work with him to do his, to do the, getting the players and stuff like that
right.
for him, because he can't do everything. Now, I do agree with you. A lot of people may not, but it's a Dan Snyder move, and everything it seems like he touched turns to ass like Thanos.
Right.
So, I mean, do we really want somebody like that? And here's the other thing, too. The last caller, I kind of agree with him on that. I think you do have to say, I mean, what he was saying about the offensive lineman for 2 years in a row, that's valid. I do think You have to get rid of all the guys who are doing the strength and conditioning, the exercise people. They all got to go. Them have to go. And next week we'll propose something else about Dan and Bruce getting out of here. I think you'll like it, what I'm about to propose. You come on next week, I'll give you a call and let you know. But that last call was a jerk.
I really like this Mark guy. 800-636-1067. Reese in Fairfax. What's up, brother?
Hey, brother. How are you?
Good, man.
I enjoy your show. It's the first time I heard it, first time I've called in.
Wow, thank you.
And I like your approach. I have the same reservations about Saban. And he did win championships at other universities, but there is no way. Look at Shanahan when he came here. Everybody thought, oh, man, the guy won a couple of Super Bowls. Right. He knows how to do it. He didn't. Gibbs wasn't that great when he came back the second time. And I don't think that Saban would, but he's as good an answer as Gruden was or Spurrier or any of those other guys.
Right.
And, you know, you don't know. You really don't know. It's potluck when you're out there trying to pick a coach like Gibbs was the first time. They had no idea what he was going to be like. But I believe that the Redskins, you need to start a movement to put together a little committee to put some money together to buy the Redskins. That's the only way they're going to change.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
If Snyder runs that team, they ain't going to change.
Yeah,
significantly anyway. That's the bottom line. With the Nats, I would let go of Harper. I felt that from the very beginning. They got two young ball players. They got a better ball player right now, Soto, potentially, than Harper ever will be. Soto reminds me of young Hank Aaron, and I remember that. I'm that old, but I saw him break in Philly in 54, 55, and boy, he was good, and you could see it. And you can see it with this kid. He is terrific. And you can build a ball club around him as your star also. He's got plenty of star appeal, which is what Harper has. But I'd let Harper go. Use that money for pitchers. Right. You need pitchers. Yeah. And the Buzzards are... You know, you got to get rid of Grenfell. He's a mistake, and he's a disaster. And you got to have a 5-year plan and stick to it. And they have not, unfortunately. So that's my 3 cents. But I still am bullish on Washington sports and what we're doing here. And it's great to have 4 teams. It really is,
no doubt.
And it's great to have. It's great to have a baseball team, man. You know, I lived here for so long with no baseball, and baseball, no baseball.
Yep.
Let's go to the ball game tonight. You know, it's great.
All right, so, Reese. Well, thanks for everything, man.
Yep. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. There you go. Reese has all the answers. He just fixed every team. That's the question of the day. How do you fix the DC area teams minus the Caps, of course, because they're perfect. 800-636-1067. When I come back, Ike, Chief, Brian, I'm coming to you. How do you fix the D.C. area teams? Call up 800-636-1067. Travis Thomas Experience, 1067 The Fan. So, Travis Thomas Experience on a rainy Saturday afternoon. Taking your phone calls, 800-636-1067. Travis Thomas Experience on all social medias, TravisThomasExperience.com. Question of the day. How do you fix D.C. area sports teams? Fix them all. Fix them! Skins. Wizards. Nats. Leave the Caps alone. They're fine. But everyone else, I'll take. Let's go to Ike in Chantilly. Ike, you're on the Travis Thomas Experience.
Hey, so I think we should move up Smith and get rid of Bruce Allen. And we should, in the draft, we should try to get a quarterback. If Dwayne Haskins, if not someone like Dwayne Haskins, and build our offensive line and get a number and get a receiver for Haskins to throw to.
All right, Ike, I like it. Can you be GM? Are you old enough to be the GM? How old are you, Ike?
10.
10 years old. Listen to you. You are smart. You're ready to run the team. Do you think the Redskins beat the Jaguars tomorrow?
No.
You don't? You like the Jaguars?
Yeah, but I think that they should lose out because there's no way they're going to make the playoffs with a fourth-string quarterback.
Yeah.
And I think they should get better draft picks.
Wow. Listen to Ike already understanding how to tank in the NFL. Ike, I like it, man. I think I'm going to vote for you to be the GM. What do you think? Could you run the Redskins?
Yeah.
You think you could... You think you could do a good job?
I could do it better than Bruce Allen.
Hey, Ike, one last question. Do you think the Jaguars will win by more than a touchdown tomorrow?
Two touchdowns.
I think
the defense is going to start off hot and then wear down like they did against the Giants.
All right, Ike. Ike, you're the man, dude. Thanks for the call. How about Ike telling me to take the Jags and lay the points tomorrow? I like that kid. I'm just kidding. I in no way condone violence for the youths. Double J, write down, take the Jags and lay the points. Thanks. Let's go to Chief in Clifton. Chief, you're on the Travis Thomas Experience.
Hey, T. Hey, first-time caller. I love the kid, by the way.
That was great, right? He told me to take the Jags and lay the points.
Hey, that's it. Lay them down. But, hey, no, I'm a first-time caller. I've had Bullets Wiz tickets since 1977, painfully. Gold seats with the Wiz and seen a myriad of clown shows, I guess I'll call it, over a long period of time. So, this latest trade, I gotta go along with you. It's just not going to matter.
Right.
It's another Wizards blunder bringing back. I just find it incredible. The one kid that seems to hustle on the court, give it all out there just about every night, developing. And that's the one that they move on and bring back another old Wizard.
Right.
Another old aging player. I recall back when, you know, Jerry Stackhouse.
Yep.
Those debacles. Just. Horrible decision making by the general manager. And, you know, Dwight Howard, what's he played, 6-7 games, and he's out for the season. Another aging veteran, that's their forte. And it just seems like they got to go in another direction. Wall's going to get tired of it. He's just going to get, you can see it on the court when I'm over there every night. It's just so frustrating for him, and I could see him wanting out in a year or two.
Well, hell, Chief, he just signed for a gazillion dollars. He ain't going anywhere.
Well, that's true. It's all about the Bucks now.
Yeah.
Because I recall back the days of the Bird and all that, and it was a completely different era, as you know. But you're right. It's all about the money now, and it's a shame, but it's got to be the general manager. So maybe we do a dual pack, you know, Bruce Allen and Grunfeld can go together the same day. So,
oh, man, Chief, no, I appreciate
it. I enjoy listening to your show, and I let other callers appreciate your comments. Thanks a lot, T.
Absolutely, man. Thank you. Good stuff there. A little package deal action. Let's go to Harold in D.C. Harold, you're on the Travis Thomas Experience.
How you doing? I enjoy your show every Saturday morning.
Thank you.
And I like the way you talk about what the Wizards, Capitals, Redskins, you're all in, and Nationals, you're all into it. But Dan Snyder is just into just winning, just being there. He is an owner. And he's getting money whether they win or not. So if it's a winning team, a team that's losing, he doesn't really care because his money is there. And also, when I called you earlier about you and your son having trying to go to sleep and all, I told you just put them on your chest.
Yep.
That's what you do. You put them on your bare chest. And there was a study just recently, about 3 weeks ago, came out about that. And they said that is something that men need to do with their kids. All right. Take care, buddy. Enjoy your show, and your people are doing good, and all the people you have with you are great. All right. Take care.
Thank you, Harold. Let's try and get through these calls, Double J. Let's go to Jonathan in Fairfax. You're on the Travis Thomas Experience.
Hey, happy holidays. Always enjoy your perspective in your show and then your TV show, too.
Thank you.
So real quick, I used to be a Wizards and a Nets season ticket holder 2013 to 2016, and I had really good seats in the 200 level at the Verizon Center and actually in a suite, Club 3, right next to Ted Lerner. All right. Max Scherzer throws a no-hitter that day. I see him and Mayor Williams and other D.C. luminaries in the elevator coming down. I said, Ted, thanks for bringing Max to D.C. You know what his response was?
What?
He told me everything I needed to know. It was a tough negotiation. He values everything based on his real estate, which, by the way, he gets sued. Everything he owned at White Flint Mall, every tenant sued him and won.
Wow.
Ted, and his son Mark, who also was part of Monumental's ownership group, they care about the bottom dollar, okay? Now, Ted, I actually know Ted from 20 years ago when I had a business show on your station on a Saturday night right before the Junkies came on. And I had Ted on the air then, Steve Case and Michael Saylor and all these luminaries. We were a finance show. We were in the finance business. And so I've known Ted a little bit over the years. Also was an early AOL stockholder. Okay. Did well. But I saw Ted last week in Tyson's Corner Mall. 10 o'clock on a Saturday morning. And I told, and he barely acknowledged me. He knew my face. He had met me at least 10 times in his life. I even went, the day he got his book, I went and got it signed by him at the 6th and I Synagogue. He is also very, he's not with the normal fan anymore. When he ran AOL, he was with the normal human being. He is so far removed from that, it's sad because he barely acknowledged me. He barely acknowledged the guy with the Caps hat and the Stanley Cup championship jersey that was sitting outside in Tyson's Corner.
Right.
He's lost perspective. And when he loses perspective, then your players don't care.
Wow.
And your GM, I mean, because they see it. John Wall is in it for the money, okay? $48 million a year, he's not going to turn that down. Where's he going to get that from?
Well, who the hell would? Who would, you know? Right. Hey, thanks for the call, Jonathan, and thanks for the perspective. Let's go to Mark in Herndon. Mark, you're on the Travis Thomas Experience.
Hello, Travis. Great to be on your show. Thank you for taking my call. And I, too, listen to you on TV and radio. So thank you for being there. I know you're real into Wizards, so I really appreciate talking to you. I agree with you on Nick Saban. That's one way to go. It might work. You would tell Snyder that, hey, move Bruce over to where about just the stadium, and we'll have Nick do all the football stuff.
Yep.
And if he brings his Alabama players here, at least we have a chance to be competitive in the East.
Hey, how about this? I got one caller that agree with me. Thanks for the call, Mark. Vaughn, you got to make it quick. Vaughn, you're on the Travis Thomas Experience. Quick.
Travis, I just wanted to say how dumb this move was. You got younger, you got older, you still think you're a competitor. All you did was get yourself back into fourth place, and you should have never gave OP that big contract, and you would have never been in this position. Thanks.
Thank you. Vaughn bringing it strong right there, Double J. When we come back, Sean Springs tells us, how do you fix the Redskins? That's the question of the day. Travis Thomas Experience, 106.7 The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.